Glee, New York State of Mind, and we think you might be in a New York state of mind about our next story, which is about a hotel with a New York feel.
Mm.
A couple of weeks ago, we heard from a millennial CEO about meeting their needs of that generation. Well, Graham has found a hotel that's probably built for them. It's the edgy new Aloft from Starwood, based on New York's famous loft-style apartments. And it opens first in Perth, then South Yarra later this year. He took a hard hat tour of the property that is bound to be popular with these digital natives, and he spoke to General Manager Stephen Moorahan.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thanks very much, Graham. Appreciate the time. We're very excited. The Aloft Perth is the first Aloft hotel in Australia. It's a vision of W Hotels and very much comes from that DNA. The Aloft in Australia, or Perth, I should say, is very different to some of the other Alofts that people may be aware of. That it has a very, very high component of F&B attached to it. It has a very unique restaurant in that we are catering to the local community as much as we are catering to the hotel. It'll be called Springs Kitchen. One of the more interesting aspects of the property as well is the ballroom that sits on the rooftop. It has glass around three sides and has views across Perth that nobody else has of the Swan River, the New Perth Stadium, the Crown Complex, and most of the CBD we can see from up there as well. So as far as I know, nobody else has anything like that in Perth, and certainly possibly not in Australia either.
Well, that's interesting because I've looked at Crown today in Perth, and they've got fantastic views of the city, but you're going to have the same, but I imagine you're coming in at a lower price point.
We will look to come into a lower price point, that's correct. We actually look over the top of Crown Towers because of the angle that we are at. Our price point will definitely be a bit lower than what Crown is. We're hoping to attract those guests that don't necessarily want to stay at Crown but would prefer to have the accessibility of the Aloft and be able to utilise the services that we have and experience the hotel as a new destination, which is what the Aloft really is going to be.
So it's a New York loft concept, isn't it? Is that where it all comes from? And how would you say it differentiates itself in terms of the room that a guest will walk into?
I think the rooms differentiate. It is a New York loft concept, or originally was that. The rooms are very, very spacious. Our rooms start at 36 square metres, which is, for a city location, a lot bigger than what most other properties have, certainly in Perth. It's minimalist, but in a way that accentuates the design elements of the room, with feature carpets, feature images on the wall by local designers. It has 55-inch televisions in it, which are very big for hotel rooms. It has beautiful plush beds and very, very large bathrooms. Bathrooms that I would argue are probably bigger than most other hotels here in Perth as well.
So are you pitching this to the people who are going to come over to watch games at the stadium, which is very nearby to you?
Absolutely, Graham. We're not going to discriminate against anyone, whether it be people coming to the stadium, people coming to visit the Crown Complex, people coming for business, and obviously for us a heavy focus on MICE meetings, incentives and events as well, because we have such fabulous function space.
And you're on the road into the city from the airport?
We are. We're centrally located right in between the CBD and the airport, so it's roughly 6 kilometres either way from where we are. So there's accessibility to the city, whether that be driving or walking or riding, and equally back towards the airport. So from our perspective, we think we're in a very, very good location, and we're on main arterial road routes as well, whether you'd be heading south down towards Margaret River or if you wanted to head north up towards Durian Bay, that keeps you out of that city centre that makes us very accessible.
So not that many years ago, people would have said you were in a bit of a no man's land, but suddenly with a bridge across the river, with a stadium being built, a new train station, the upgrade at Crown, that whole complex is obviously a draw card in its own right, suddenly you have a fantastic position.
I agree. I mean, there was, I guess, some pessimism when it first was proposed that a hotel would be built there, but the way that we see it is that the city is growing and expanding, and it can only go out. And with the residential component near the hotel, there's close to 1,000 residences being built or already built in that space. So that's a captive market there as well, where the Aloft will become their hotel, which creates a sense of ownership for them, building that local community aspect and therefore being absorbed into the greater area of the city.
Well, what's the suburb called?
The suburbs... The hotel is in the Springs, which is a smaller component of the suburb of Rivervale.
Wow. Okay, I never knew that. You think Burswood, that's the name for everything over that side of the river, isn't it?
Well, that's what's recognised at the moment as this side of the river, but we're hopeful that the Springs, Rivervale and the Aloft Perth combined starts to establish itself as the new precinct within that area and hopefully takes on Burswood.
So, Stephen, just on the meetings business for a minute, how many rooms would you be prepared to provide to a conference organiser who wants to fill your ballroom? Would you sell the whole hotel to them?
Absolutely. We have 224 rooms, four suites within those 224 rooms, 180 king rooms and 44 twins. 10 of those are also zipper kings as well, so we can increase that to 54 twins if required. If there was the requirement for the entire hotel, absolutely, we'd entertain the idea.
Well, there you go. So if you want to have your 21st birthday, something with glass on three sides overlooking the city, it is actually a sensational view, probably as good a view, a landscape of a city, as I'd say almost anywhere in the country.
I'd agree. I've lived in a lot of cities, being Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, Canberra, and in terms of views of a city and aspect with the clean air that you are exposed to over here, and the fact that it's relatively flat, the views are simply outstanding, particularly from the top of the building.
Now, $24 million question. I had hoped in my visit to Perth this week that I would get to see your wonderful hotel. When's it going to open?
I will be opening on the 26th of May at some time between 9:30 and 11 a.m. We'll do some testing prior to that period, but that's our actual official opening date, will be the 26th of May 2017.
Well, I really wish you well with it. It sounds like it's got a lot of interesting elements to it. The edginess does sound good, and it's an integrated product, obviously, the way you've put it together. So good luck at Aloft in Perth, the first in Australia, and those in Melbourne. There's one coming in South Yarra. And where was the other one?
The other property is in Adelaide, both to open, I think, sometime late next year, early the year after. But I can't confirm that at this stage, I don't know. But at the moment, we're very excited by opening the first Aloft in the country, the Aloft Perth, and we welcome everybody to come and have a look at this amazing new property.
Well, another reason to come west, young man. Thanks, Stephen, for being on Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you very much, Graham. Very much appreciate your time.